Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys as well. 516-531-9483. 516-531-9483 is your number to the show. That's where you can call into the show and listen live. And if you'd like to give your opinion or make a comment, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the show. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show, and I kind of expected that with today's topic and all. This is usually one of my biggest attention grabbers. Right, one of my biggest attention grabbers, and I've had one of my biggest shows when I talk about this topic. So, hey, hang on to your seats. Let's get ready to rock and roll. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, for all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or whether you know someone who's buying or selling, or even someone who's just looking for a place to rent for a while, I am your person in charge right there. I am also a realtor. All right. And if you guys would please go to my website, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And you can also reach me on my email, frankwilliams@kw.com. And you guys can contact me through my website. You can send me an email, whatever you want. There are huge referrals there. So if you know someone who's thinking about selling their home or want to buy a home, just give me a call or shoot me an email or shoot me a text or whatever and let me know. That's, again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. It's really, really a neat website. You guys go there, look around. You can search for homes in your area, all this kind of stuff right there on my site. We can do this all virtually. That's what's amazing about the realty business right now. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's before I get started, I wanted to congratulate all you Dodgers fans. The Dodgers won the World Series last night. So congratulations if you are a Dodgers fan. And, I'm not a Dodgers fan, so I'm not going to jump on that. But congratulations to the L.A. Dodgers. All right. Now, today's topic is what makes men gay and women lesbian? Let me say that again. What makes men gay and what makes women become lesbians? And then another part of this I want to talk about real quick is why do down-low men date women? Now, somebody said, Frank, what do you mean by down-low men? Down-low men are men who are practicing sex or dealing with sex on both sides of the coin. They're dating women, so they're dealing with women with sex on that side, and then they're also dating men. They're dealing with men on that side. So that call them, and they try to keep that men thing on the down low. So I call them down low men, right? So why do down low men date women? If they like men, why do they date women? I don't understand that. I it's really hard for me to understand any part of this because, you know, I'm 56 years old. So, I came from a different era. Maybe just about everybody that's listening in to the show right now. Because I know I got a lot of young college students who listen to the show. I got even high school students who listen to the show. I've got, all different backgrounds and and ages of people who listen to the show. Okay, all that, right? And because of that, I just want to say, and I just want to make this perfectly clear from the beginning of this show, is that this is my show, okay? So I can say whatever I want to on my show. I can talk about whatever I want to on my show. If you want to listen to a show, there's thousands of shows out there that you guys can listen to. But this is my show. I give my opinion. If you want to give your opinion, I welcome you guys to call in and give your opinion at any time. I have no problem with that. The great part of this platform is that you're able to give your opinion. I'm able to give my opinion. And if we differentiate in that, then, hey, that's what it's about. Okay? I didn't marry my wife because she agreed with me on everything. Okay, I didn't do that. If 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 I wanted someone that would agree with me on everything, if you had someone that would agree with you on everything, one of you guys are not needed. Okay? Think about that. If you have someone that agrees with you on everything you do, yes, honey, I do. I like that. Oh, yes, honey, that's fine. Oh, yes, honey, let's go with that. If you have somebody that agree with you on everything, then one of you are not needed. Okay? You can handle it on your own because whatever you decide, it's going to be good with them. So you don't need that person. All right? So let's get into the show. All right. And remember, guys, this is my show. All right. Well, now, and the reason I wanted to put that disclaimer out there is because I'm from a different era. OK, when I grew up, you know, gay men or when, you know, my dad used to call them sissies. Gay men and gay women or lesbian women were outlawed. They weren't welcome. They were taboo in my community. Okay? They got spit on, talked about, and beat, frankly. Okay? When I was growing up. My dad always told me, boy, if you ever get to the point where you wanna mess with a man, I'm gonna be the first one to whoop your ass. Okay? That's what my dad told me. And I never have. Ever have thought about or got into something about another man. That's just not my cup of tea. All right. And it may be yours. That's fine. I understand. But just don't come on to me like that because I'm not going to accept it. It's going to be a bad choice for you if that does. Okay. Just saying that. So what makes men gay? And you know, I talked about this before on my show. I had a doctor from Texas call in, and she said that, hey, some of us are born like that. We have a chemical imbalance or something, she said, that deals with that, makes you feel that way, makes you have those feminine and I guess for women, masculine ways about yourself. Okay? And so, you know, and I don't believe that because I asked her if you think that, if you think men and women are born gay or lesbian, then that means that you believe that God made a mistake. Right? And I don't believe that God made mistakes. So if he wanted you to be a woman, then he would have made you a woman. If he wanted you to be a man, he would have made you a man. All right. So I don't believe in this thing that says that you're gay or lesbian from the beginning. You're born like that. No, no, no. Okay? No, no, no. And so what makes men gay and what makes women lesbian? What makes men gay, I think, is usually their upbringing. And now, when I was coming up, my sister's husband's family had a boy in it or a young man in it that was gay. And he was a young man, maybe 10, 11 years old. And my thing was, is that when we went to their house, and I'd be sitting downstairs, they lived in a townhouse, I'd be sitting downstairs, and he'd be running around doing this and doing that. And then all of a sudden, now, next thing you know, he come walking down the stairs, and he's got on his mom's Sunday hat. He's got on her dress. He's wearing some of her pearl necklace. He's got on her shoes. The whole get up. Right? So I'm like, oh my God, what's the deal? And then they sit back and laugh at him, and they be like, oh, I ain't gonna say his name, but let's say his name was Dave. Oh, Dave's so funny. Look at him. He dressing in it. He got on my dress. Look, he got on my shoes. And they laugh like hell at him. Right? And he thought it was cool. So guess where he is now? He's a full-blown gay man right now. Full-blown gay man. So those things start right there at a young age. Now, some people, it doesn't start at a young age. Some people, now, I know this other guy, he's gay. He's married to another man right now. And, you know, I asked him, we were in Florida. And my wife and I were having dinner, and they, you know, he was a friend of my wife's. He did hair. All right. My wife and I were having dinner, and they came to dinner with us. We invited them to come to dinner with us. All right. So I asked him straight up, man, what happened to you? What happened to you? And just like that, he said, well, Frank, I'm going to tell you, when I was in high school, I dated girls. Okay, I dealt with women, and then later on in high school, one of the girls that he was dating broke his heart, and he vowed from that point on not to ever deal with women again, and he started dealing with men. He started dealing with guys from that point. See, he wasn't born like that. Okay? He wasn't born like that. That developed over the years. And then he had a thing, something had happened in his life that changed everything. All right? So I don't believe that thing about men and women born that way. And then you turn to women. You say, oh, man, I just don't understand. Now, my barber is a woman. She's got a son. So she wasn't always a lesbian. All right? But now she's the man in the relationship. Okay? And I asked her straight up. I said, How do you guys, you know, women on women, what makes you, how do you get your pleasure sexually? How do you get your pleasure sexually? And she was like, I don't let nothing up in there no more, man. No. So how do you get your satisfaction? I don't get that, you know, and she danced around it and she never would tell me. But I understand how the woman in the relationship gets her satisfaction from her, you know? So, but what happens the other way around? And I know men get their satisfaction from dealing with other men, being inside other men, dealing with that. And then I guess the man on the other side, I don't know how he gets his satisfaction. This adult show, I guess he plays with himself, right? I don't know how to, and I really don't want to know. But again, I don't believe that they're born that way. All right? Now, I have a caller from the 318, I'm sorry, the 314 area code. The first three digits are 381. Let's see. Now, before I put the caller on the show, I want to let the caller know right now that this is a full-fledged adult show, and I don't want any crazy stuff being said, okay? Or I'm going to cut you off. From the 314 area code, the first three digits are 381. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where you calling from?
How you doing this morning, young man? This is Pianki.
Pianki, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Good,
good
man.
Good conversation you're having this morning.
Yeah.
You know,
I jumped on it. I did this topic a while back, but I wanted to get back to it. Someone asked me if I ever talked about this, and I wanted to jump back on it. So what's your comments, Bianchi? How you been doing, buddy?
I've been doing fine. I finally was able to get my early vote in yesterday. Man, it's crowded as heck down here where I am. The last week or so.
I did mine this morning, and it took us probably an hour. Wasn't too bad.
I drove by a popular lake down here, and I seen some guys out there in the lake with some chest waders on, you know, like they wear when you go trout fishing.
Yeah.
I asked the guy, I said, what they doing out there in the lake with them chest waders?
Yeah.
He said, they looking for their ballot.
Come on, man.
But anyway, on the conversation.
All right.
You know, let's talk about this down low.
Yeah.
You know, in some countries, if you married and you're messing with a man, they kill you. You're hung. I know Iran is one and some other countries. But
yeah.
A man that's messing with another man should not be messing with a woman. One thing, biologically, is just dangerous. And if a man is that way, he should reveal to the woman before they even get into a relationship. You should reveal. Another thing, Frank, if you're sitting at a table and the opposite person from you, you assume that they are female and they not, they need to tell you what they are. Because there are people out there that's impersonators, and it's hard to tell. But the thing is that there is dangerous too, because that you don't spend your money, and then you decide that we're going someplace, and you get there, and all of a sudden you are faced with what you did not think you was going to be faced. Things can get pretty daggone rough and violent.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So I don't want nobody like that. You know, I don't have I can learn to accept, to respect, but I'm not going to accept.
Yeah.
I don't want a person like that even teaching my kids. I need to know. If I ever found out, I'm going to ask to have my child put someplace else. Because that's my child. That's your child, Frank. You know best
that's,
for your child.
That's right. That's
Am
your
I right?
prerogative. That's your prerogative.
You're absolutely right. So these things can be to be very dangerous. The exposure of diseases and everything else. You don't know what's what. And yeah, you can be exposed to disease. A person heterosexual. But I tell you what. I think there's a difference. You know, the anal was not designed for things to enter from the outside in. It was designed for things to exit from the inside out, for one
That's
thing.
Right. That's right.
And I see people tell me that animals do it. You know, I watch dogs that's crazy, and another dog hop on a male dog's back. But you know what, Frank? You never see that male dog lift his tail. Why is that? Because it's not natural.
It's not natural. That's right. And he'll fight like hell. And he'll fight like hell with that other male dog trying to get on him too.
That's right. And women out there, if you got a male that y'all showering and you washing each other up, in his turn, you watch his back and you start watching around his buttocks, and all of a sudden he start pushing his buttocks back towards you with that in your movements. You got something in your hand. You don't know what you got. You better hurry up and get the hell out of that shower.
You better hurry up.
He get to smiling and breathing hard and everything.
Yeah.
So that there, you're absolutely right. Nature, I know nature makes some mistakes, but the creator, you know, another thing, if this was natural, hey, they would have disappeared. I don't understand people saying that they born that way. But people got, but you know what they need to be? It needs to be an island where it's nothing but the, you know, they used to talk about that in Greek mythology with Amazons, where there was an island of women. But that's exactly, put them on an island, sooner or later, they all disappear. And you know, the funny thing about it, they go after your kids. And I tell you what spurred this on, that last president we had, at Barack Obama, putting in place in schools where there's got to be bathrooms for people who gender confused to come to school in the morning. They're female at 12 noon to the rest of the day. They're male. You got males that's wrestling, females on the wrestling team. You got males that's going into the shower room, athletic shower room that was designed for females, and they are up in there. Who in the heck wants their child to be exposed to something like that? That's crazy as heck, man. That's probably right. Why we're getting all these damn hurricanes.
and you know another thing, that's what I said to another friend of mine. I was like, okay, so you got you standing in line, and you say you had a basketball game or whatever, you know, you got long lines at the bathroom. You're standing in line with your little boy at the, or turn around. You're standing, a woman standing in line to use the restroom, and she's got her little girl there with her. And then you got this man standing two people behind you with a dress on, and you know that's a man. You could, I know some of them. I know some of them, you know, you can tell. Some of them you can't. But you know that's a man. And you taking your little girl into the bathroom, and you got a man coming in behind you that's using the restroom because he says that he's really a woman. That's right. Not going to fly with me.
He said that's what
he said
he's a woman. That don't even sound right.
That's right.
Suppose that was a question on a test. You'd be confused as heck. You'd be wanting to pull out books and everything else.
Yeah.
Figure out what the heck is this question asking.
So that's something that's, you know, it's bad. I understand some of these political folks trying to be politically correct. They got all these LGBT community or whatever you call it that's got a heavy weighing on the voting and things like that, and they try to kind of ease toward those people. But I tell you, I stand firm in my belief against gays.
And the thing that make it bad is that you got politicians like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and some more that will go around in African countries, Nigeria, Liberia, Kenya, Zambia, and Cote d'Ivoire, go to these African countries and try to wave a carrot. You know what the carrot is. Carrot is foreign aid, AID, money.
Yeah.
Wave that carrot and say, if you want this carrot, you got to open up your society to same-sex marriage. And guess what else? Abortion on demand. Now, why would you do that? Barack Obama, why would you do that? That's like you see a person that just got hit by a car and you pull out a first aid kit and start waving in front of them. And you say, well, if you want this first aid, then you got to reveal some secrets. If not, you're going to lay there and die.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
demonic what they done. It's demonic what they done. It's demonic what they want other people to do. And we know that you got people out there doing it. But I tell you what, you better not do it in public. When I go through the airports in Egypt, and I'm standing there at the queue with the checking my passport and so on, on the wall, there's instructions to people entering that country what you can do and cannot do. And one thing on the wall says you cannot show no affection to your partner on the street in public. I don't care if you're a man and female. You better not be out there hugging and kissing and slapping on each other.
Wow.
So you know what's not allowed going the other way. And your dress better be appropriate. You better not be wearing no Daisy Dukes.
Right.
Or no dress where your breast is about to fall out on the floor.
See, and that's something else. And Pionka, thank you for your call, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Hey, keep listening to the show, Pionka. Thanks a lot. And another thing that you know gets me is that you know it can be whatever, but these gay men and lesbian women who have the same sex marriage, and then they adopt kids, because of course they can't have kids themselves. But you know, if you think about it, if society continue with this gay and lesbian when we accept that, we continue to accept the gay and lesbian community, and now they can marry each other. Now they have homes and families together. How long do you think that things can go? How long do you think this society can go with same-sex marriage and these guys getting more and more and more and more every day? How long can it go? How long can it go? Now, I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 887. Calling you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Frank, the man. What's up? Now it's Richard. Richard from Columbus, Georgia.
What's going on, Rich?
How's it going? Not much. Up and listening to you, man. Great show.
All right. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, to the previous caller, I mean, I'm happy that he brought up Obama. I'm not going to go into it a lot, but
yeah,
I think it's just we as a people, and not just black people, everybody. I'm sure it's multiple races listening to your show. I just really need to look at Obama, man. Obama brought in a lot of things that under the table that. If you really look at it, you wouldn't be so proud of, you know. I'm definitely proud that he was the first black president, and he gave our kids and the next generation confidence and a figurehead to look at, to strive and to have accomplishments to strive for. But Obama definitely brought some things that I'm not proud of with the bathrooms and his support, you know, for that community.
Yeah.
Over his own community, if you will. But wanted to talk about two things, you know. One, kind of a response to your story about the guy that you had dinner with and his reasoning for being that way.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of what just happened in the celebrity world with an artist named The Brat.
Familiar
with The Brat,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so,
yeah.
So she just got married to a woman, and I thought it was odd that right after that she came out and told these stories about her being in a relationship previously with Allen Iverson. And the reason why I bring it up is because I'm not so sure if that guy really truly was turned off by women at that moment, by that woman that dissed him or broke his heart, you know.
Yeah.
I almost felt like it probably was like that, you know, way before that. Because if I'm thinking about The Brat, my whole life, I'm like, that woman's gay. Like, it was never
yeah.
a question, you know, but she never came out and said it. So now you wait until you actually come out to put out these stories about you being involved in a relationship with a man. It's kind of like covering yourself, covering your tracks, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like you don't make it seem like, oh, you know, you wouldn't always like that. It's kind of odd, man. I kind of felt like that was a similar, maybe a similar situation. Like, that guy's kind of like, oh, well, you know, I used to date women, but no, I don't know.
Now,
I just,
yeah.
Now, Red,
tell me something. Now, Allen Iverson, that, you know, he been married a long time, right?
Yeah, he has, but, I mean, I would assume, like, I guess you could say a cliche, like most NBA players or athletes, you know, they got their side pieces. Man. I mean, even she said, you know, she wasn't no main girlfriend, just kind of a fling for a couple months. And she ended up, quote unquote, leaving him because he was messing around with other women and not taking her serious, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but I'm not totally sure, but I'm sure Matt Iverson has been married or was married.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
And also, she said something about her and what's this actress, Lisa Ray. She also said something
right.
about her and Lisa Ray being in a relationship, the Brat and Lisa Ray.
Okay, yeah, so that's inaccurate. Now, if you clearly you don't know this, but the Brat and Lisa Ray are actually biological sisters.
Okay. Well, maybe
sisters, and the controversy was on Lisa Ray's birthday. Lisa Ray has a show. I'm not sure what it's called, but she has a show with some other women, and they set up a birthday call with the Brat.
Yeah,
the Brat was calling Lisa Ray to wish her happy birthday, and Lisa Ray, I guess you could say, kind of snapped on her because they hadn't talked in months since the Brat came out to the world that she was gay, and she was upset that, you know, she didn't tell her own blood first.
Right.
So that was the controversy with those two. But, yeah, man,
okay.
that was just an interesting situation. But kind of moving on, the one thing I wanted to bring up and just kind of throw at you, man, I definitely believe that it's something going on with the chemical makeup in these people, man. And I don't think it's necessarily their fault, man. I just think something's been in the food or in these vaccines when we're young or whatever, man, that's just really messing up the genetics or the chemical imbalances of these keep in mind, man, that make them like the same sex. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm, you know, I don't really, you know, understand a lot of that about the chemical imbalance and stuff like that. My only thing is this. You know. And I don't really know Rich, but all I can give you is my opinion. When I was, you know, when I was coming up, you know, it of course the food isn't like it was then, but you know, it wasn't no thought about no chemical imbalance or no food or nothing like that. It was just straight up. You liking men and you liking women or whatever, it, you know, there wasn't anything in the food or none of that. And a lot of these folks were always hiding, you know, they were always hiding the way they were. And it'll definitely come out when you got out into the world with regular people, with us. When we went to the rec center to play ball or whatever, you could tell who kind of feminine and
agree. Yep.
And you know, who weren't, you know. And for me, for me, the way I grew up, I went the other way from those guys. You know, and they did end up continue to go on that same road, on that same track. And if you could find them today, they probably still the way they were back then. So it may be some kind of chemical stuff, something in the food or whatever. I know they say that a lot of these cancers and stuff are linked to the water we drink now, but it may be, I don't know, but it's just tough today, man.
Yeah, no, it's definitely tough, and things change. So I guess it just changed so rapidly, you know, because like you said, you're describing your upbringing, you know, a time where it was just, I would say, a way more secretive, you know, you knew not to bring it out. And I just remember when I was growing up in high school, you know, it was kind of like that, but towards the end, it was like, oh, no, you know, people were definitely way more comfortable, you know, being themselves, I guess you can say. And then by the time I got to college, it was just, you know, out there. You know, I was in college during the Obama first administration, so that gave you that timeline. But it was definitely accepted, you know, by then. And it was just a big difference. But I just, I am kind of focused on that imbalance thing and the vaccines, because now we're dealing with, you know, not to switch topics a little bit, but, you know, we got this COVID thing and they're making this vaccine. And I just keep thinking, you know, you're trying, you got people out here catching COVID 2 and 3 times, you know. So what makes me think that having giving me a vaccine with a little bit of COVID, it's probably gonna be just like the flu, where they tell you just a little bit of flu and never get sick. How is that gonna prevent me from getting it, man? I just keep thinking in my head, like, man, when they get these vaccines out, man, they're gonna be, man, you ain't gonna be the same after that, man.
And that's the deal. And that's the deal. Is they don't want they not gonna give it to you to prevent it. I think they're not gonna give it to you until you got it. And that's gonna be even more of a problem. So, you know, I don't know, man. We'll have to figure it out. But hey, Rich, I'm out of time. We'll talk some more. Plus, I'm gonna jump this thing up a little bit more. I'm gonna jump this thing up some more in the next couple of days, and we're gonna talk some more. All right.
Tempo.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. Hopefully, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. See you. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh, trap with them chickens like pop.